It's too much, it's too much to be here. When I die, I want to be heavy cremated. It's your host, Heavy Cream.
Hey, bud. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's actually kind of strange because we're recording on a different day than we usually do.
It's a Friday. So it's, we're not yet drunk, but I'm going to drink this nail polish remover.
I'm literally having tequila right now.
Garbage.
And vodka. So I have a really important question to ask you.
Ask it.
How do you take your tea?
With cream and two sugars.
Yes, baby. Yes. Okay. And I have a special guest for
you. Who is it?
It is the one and the only. Please welcome to the stage, Veronica Bowen.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Girl.
It's weird to see you sober. I mean, it's weird to see you when I'm sober, but also... Yeah.
It's like jokes on you.
You sober.
Like,
yeah, right?
Jokes on you. My sobriety takes many different turns, okay?
Anyway. So we do have a game to play today.
Oh, okay, we're going to get started.
Should we get started?
Well, we can't normally start with our first segment, which is how drunk were you last night? Because I wasn't drunk last night.
No, nobody was drunk, but we're working on it.
Now, do you go out on Thursdays?
No, okay, I usually do, but last night we didn't. We were good last night.
Who? Same. So nobody had a gig in the coven?
Mm-mm. It was the Vixen night, so it was just Kelly
just
and
the
Vixens.
Ladies. Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, your drag mom, Rachel... usually gets counted a little bit as a vixen, right?
I mean, yeah, she's a woman, so I guess that gets pegged to her pretty often. But yeah, so I mean, sometimes she does, but it was like they had an extra vixen last night, so it was just a whole vixen show with Kelly, and because like Faith is out of town and stuff. So.
Oh, Kelly,
those drag queens were particularly.
Oh. So I'll tell you a secret. We've been thinking about getting Kelly on the show.
Oh my God, you're telling a secret. Okay, go for it.
But I'm really nervous because I think she'll just. It'll be just the Kelly show. You know Kelly.
She's got a very strong personality, so that's what...
It'll be a kiki for sure, so I mean...
Well, I'm saying is, like, we need to up our, like, interview skills to be able to handle... Before we can handle Kelly. What is it she says as her... If you're packing anything less than 9 inches, you're basically...
Dickless.
Right, exactly.
And that's what everyone says with her, like it's a common phrase. But I don't think it is.
I've never seen any Grindr pictures from this. So I'm not sure.
Well, we'll see.
Do we have proof?
I'm going to put it on my profile now and just see what pops up.
Yeah. We need to know if you're dickless.
I did update my Grindr profile. Oh, is Galen here?
No, but I'm waiting. I'm ready.
Oh, well, let's do it. Let's go.
Okay, all right. Wait, how'd you update your Grindr profile?
Oh, I just said my biscuit needs some sausage gravy.
Is that nasty?
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It makes me think of...
Mine was really boring there for a beginning. You know, you were just saying like looking for something. And I found just this comedic one and I just chose. It's like, what is mine? Oh, yeah, I remember right now. It's like,
Galen.
You can't choose your father, but you can always choose your daddy.
That's pretty good. I like that.
I'll leave that for them.
We need to convince everybody.
Yeah, you're here. Wait, hold on, though. Fancy. We're talking without you for a second.
Yeah. Hey, Galen. Shut up.
Hey, Galen.
I'm just kidding. I love you. I mean...
Everybody loves you, actually.
Actually, there's a hashtag running around. Save Galen.
I remember you, too. I was hoping you were, like, honestly, like... Scottish or Irish. I've been really like trying my like Scottish accent. It's really good, but you aren't.
Queens all love you.
All I'm saying is, I just think this is my only point is that I think everybody needs to update their Grindr to have a funny, witty.
You need a joke
thing rather than like the old dry,
like 23 years old.
I'm not into this. I'm not into this. It just needs to be funny and let me get some interest into you, and then then we'll talk about what you like and what you don't like.
We'll do it. Okay, so Galen, we're gonna play our game.
What the fuck happened? How did we get Galen again?
Well, Molly never gave me Jeremy's phone number, and we don't know any straight guy besides Galen. Is basically what happened. So, I'm going to turn up my volume. Can everybody hear Galen? Is he ready? Galen, say something.
Hi.
Great job. Okay, so we're going to play the game, Galen.
Perfect.
So this is a Halloween theme for the month of October. Are you guys ready? So this is Are You Smarter Than a Drag Queen? Galen, I'm going to ask you questions about gay horror movies, kind of. And then Dylan, I'm gonna ask you, yeah, your favorite genre, gay horror. And Dylan, I'm gonna ask you questions about general horror movies.
Okay.
Which will be straight, because the entire world is straight, Galen, okay? All right.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, okay, deal with your privilege. Acknowledge your privilege. Listen. Okay, so Veronica's going to go first.
I keep coming on the show and getting humiliated.
Aw, and it's your secret kink, though. Okay. So,
like,
all right.
He's like, so true.
Yeah.
So true.
It's like he already has a chub. Got it. Go on.
Okay, so Veronica, who is sometimes referred to as the Scream Queen after playing the lead in a famous slasher flick?
Oh my god.
Wait, she's referred to as the Scream Queen. She was in a very famous slasher flick. Do you know who she is?
I think I do.
But can you see my answer?
Oh no, I didn't look at your answers. I think that...
Are you going to be able to help?
Can I give a hint? Yeah, I think I can give a hint.
Well, we were just talking about the villain.
So
I'm terrible at this. This is
she's very cute. She also does some commercials
about like poop.
Oh, well, I was gonna say Jamie Lee Curtis, but I didn't you really seal the deal.
I was like, how far can I go with this? Like, actually,
but like, I was
not
like two different films. That's between two.
So Jamie Lee Curtis was called the Scream Queen after starring in so many horror movies, starting with Halloween, the first one, and then the second one, and then she was in H2O. Do you guys remember? Okay, Galen, what film is sometimes referred to as the gayest horror movie ever made? Do you know this?
I only know one gay horror movie, I guess. Is it the Rocky?
No, it's not Rocky Horror. This one's a legit... This is a real horror movie, and one of the scenes happens in a leather bar, a gay leather bar. And that's one of the reasons why this is called one of the gayest horror movies of all time.
I don't know this.
Okay.
Do you know this? There's a fourth person in the room that you didn't introduce.
Well, you know what? Brandon is here. Hi, Brandon. How are you?
You can get a hint. It's from a very successful franchise. What else can I tell you about this franchise? A very, very successful and long-running horror slasher franchise. It is not Halloween. It's a different one. One of the other two. Three.
Jason?
It's not. No, I'm sorry. It's A Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Have you guys seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Oh my god, you gotta check it out. There's a gay leather bar scene in it.
This is Nightmare on Elm Street is Freddy Krueger, right?
Yes, that's Freddy Krueger.
Let's just talk
this
about
is called
how
Nightmare
when I was
on Elm
a child,
2, Freddy's Revenge.
I imagined that... I'm afraid as fuck of Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Yeah, he scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, he's scary.
I can't watch it. That's how scary I am.
Well, that's okay.
I can watch it.
I can watch it.
Yeah, I can watch it.
And I have sex with him. Okay, we talked about that already. Okay, all right. So, Veronica, who was Jamie Lee Curtis's mother? She was murdered in the infamous shower scene in Psycho. These are really hard questions.
I'm not sure I know the actress's name.
She was murdered in the shower in Psycho. Mother to Jamie Lee Curtis. Do you know this one, Brandon?
See, I don't know this one either.
It's okay. We'll give you a hint. It's a song from Rocky Horror, and it says, "Damn it."
I know, but I don't know the last name. Is it the same?
She's also known as the slut. Brandon and I just watched Rocky Horror last night.
Though. Well, he knows the first name.
Oh.
You don't know that.
I'm
know
still
it
trying.
Oh my god, I know it's so much more about horror. Right, I realize now that I made this so hard.
Can I just be honest with you? This little shot of tequila is already taking its effect.
I need a shot. Where's my shot of tequila?
Yeah, mine was
empty.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Brandon.
Wait, you finished yours?
Well, maybe Brandon will be a sweetheart and be our
Our server.
Oh
our shop
gosh.
Girl.
I hope you don't plan on being tipped up because I have no cash.
All right. Unless...
So sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's water.
Okay.
Veronica.
It's Janet Leigh, you uncultured pieces of...
Janet Leigh. Who the hell is that?
Yeah.
I don't even know who that
she's
is.
She's the one who was killed
she's
in
Psycho. She's the one who was killed
okay.
in Psycho.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Christ. She's a very sexy...
And she's Jamie Lee Curtis's mother.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yes. Okay. Galen, what cult classic film... ends with the revelation. What cult classic film ends with the revelation that the killer, who is named Angela, is actually has a dick. At the end, she walks out of the lake naked and she has a dick.
I have no idea.
And the last line of the movie is, my God, she's a boy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so good.
Maybe she's gender fluid. Maybe she's gender neutral.
Yeah, well, they didn't know those words in the 80s. This is from the 80s.
What movie is this?
Well, you should check it out, really, honestly. It's a classic. It's a cult classic.
Well, whoever she was gender nonconforming. We call them they.
Okay, it's Sleepaway Camp. It's Sleepaway Camp. You know what? The rest of the Bohème Coven would have known that.
No, they might not.
They probably did. I'm so sorry.
They probably did know.
I'm a little
confused. I love that you just brought two bottles in here. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Yeah, I'll just take. How do I drink it?
Let's take a break to bring. Everybody's attention to Sky Vodka.
Uh-huh.
Is a new sponsor that we have.
That's not true. That's like an emotional crutch, perhaps. Oh my God, Brandon, you're the best. This is amazing. Why aren't you?
Wait,
oh
is there ice? God.
And we have Molly.
Oh my God.
Okay, Veronica, here we go. Are you ready for this? Men's Health voted Jennifer Aniston the sexiest woman alive. Do you remember this? Of all time.
Okay, yes.
Okay. You don't have to. I didn't remember it either. But so what horror movie did she star in? Do you know this one, Galen?
Of course he does. He's got, like, this major crush on Jennifer Aniston.
Do you know it? But it's not your question. It's not your question, though.
No,
it's,
I can't.
Yeah, was it like an... It was older, though, right?
It's older than Friends.
I think I've seen it, but...
Okay.
Older than Friends.
Yeah.
Was there life before Friends?
Yeah. I mean, was it just like a one-time movie thing? Or was there multiples?
It was a series.
I feel like she was like in Scream or something, but maybe she wasn't. I don't
know.
Do you know it?
I don't have any clue.
You have a lucky guess.
A lucky guess? What does that mean?
I'm trying to give little subtle hints.
A lucky guess. Oh.
Oh, was it? I think I know this.
Like one of the weird Leprechaun movies?
It was Leprechaun.
Yes!
Oh my God.
Good job.
Wait, was that what you were thinking, Galen?
I remember that.
Yeah, she was really hot in it.
She's timeless. She is timeless.
She was running away from her killer. Yeah.
The leprechaun.
He has the scariest horror face, if I'm being honest. Like, I don't know what they did.
Okay,
yeah.
Ask me my question so I can get it wrong and then you hang up on me.
Okay. All right, Galen. Omri Katz. Do you know who Omri Katz is? He's a child actor. He was in that show Eerie Indiana. Do you remember that show? No, it's okay. Nobody else does. Okay, later in life he came out as gay, but when he was a child actor, he was the victim of Bette Midler and what comedy horror classic?
Oh my God, all the gays just...
There's a gay gas throughout the room. There's a gay gas throughout the room.
Please get this wrong, please.
Say the whole question again.
All right, Omri Katz, who later in life came out as gay, played the child victim of Bette Midler in what comedy horror classic, which obviously all gay men really love? It's a comedy horror classic, so it's not like a classic horror.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah, no, I got you. It's not a serious movie. I don't know.
Aww.
Bette Midler.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's cute. No, good.
Yeah, that's a good try. All right,
that was a good try. All right.
But I just want you to know, Galen, here's what I really want you to know is that and we're not hanging up on you. I just want you to know that like all the gay men who had the hashtag Save Galen and brought you back lost all of the sexual desire they had for you because you did not know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a turnoff.
Yeah.
Veronica, do you want to steal?
Oh, I mean, it's Hocus Pocus.
It's Hocus Pocus, Galen. It's Hocus Pocus.
Nothing but a little bit of Hocus Pocus. Like,
all right.
And they're talking about doing a remake. I mean, I think it happens every year around this time of year.
Yeah,
but
Galen, we're gonna start asking Veronica some questions. Okay, so we'll talk to you later, dear.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, I like that we didn't do
It was getting a little old. I mean, you can't surprise hang up on people four times in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they're just like, oh. Yeah.
Then they're just expecting it.
Yeah. And he, you know, all right. So he did pretty good. What was the score on that?
That was 2-0 if you don't count Veronica's steal of Hocus Pocus. Mm. Yeah, so he is still...
So if you count it, it's 3-0?
If you count it, it's 3-0.
He's still the worst straight guy we've ever...
Yeah, of the two. But
I will tell you, Jeremy was like...
Got all three of his questions.
Yeah, right. Jeremy was a big upgrade.
He was a boss. But Jeremy's a musician, and we asked him questions about real musician Britney Spears. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That'll do it. Right.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, so Mama. Yes. This is the part where we transition to getting to know a little bit more about our drag queen.
Yeah.
The member of Bohem Coven, the first original Rachel Bohem.
That's a hard title to carry, you know.
It is.
Yeah. Wait, are you the first daughter? You're before Jador.
I was before Jador.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, it all kind of came about in a weird way because Kat and me had always been in the same vicinity, but we actually never were friends, which is shocking because now we're inseparable. But
right.
I knew of her. She probably knew of me, I'm sure. But
oh, of course.
Yeah, I mean, who didn't? But yeah. No, I'm just kidding. it was weird. I knew of Rachel as well a little bit through other people, kind of.
Right.
I saw her perform at UC when she first came back. She had took a little. She like had moved and came back to Gainesville.
Where did she move to?
She went to South Florida, I believe. She was there for a little bit, and then she came back.
It was too sunny. Her skin was smoking all the time.
She was like, no.
Okay.
She had to come back to where it was right.
Okay.
So cool. I saw her when she started performing there, so I thought she was new. We talked a little bit back and forth. And then, I went with her to a show one time, and she was like, your face is pretty. And I was like, oh, thanks.
And, your face is pretty?
Well, no, it's not that it's pretty.
That's how drag queens...
She probably didn't say pretty, so...
Oh, my God, I'm going to fucking cry.
I'm not going to put words in her mouth. She probably didn't say pretty, but she said it had, like, a nice... I don't know. My face is really round. Like, I don't have to, like, contour as sharp as a lot of other queens, because my jaw isn't as square, so it's not as hard. Mm-hmm. So she was like, I want to try to paint... your face, because she was intrigued.
Oh, she saw
it. She was intrigued.
A beautiful face that she could.
And I thought she was just joking. You know, I thought it was the alcohol. But,
well, you do look very, very young.
Yeah.
You look very, very young.
I've gotten that my whole life, though, face. So.
Yeah.
Well, he might actually be youthful. She might very well be.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Veronica.
22.
How old is Veronica? 16, 17?
Yeah, probably. She's probably just old enough to, like, not categorize rape, so. Whatever that limit is.
18.
Yeah, whatever state you're in is where it is.
it changes depending on location.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, that's fine. That makes sense.
You gotta cover all your bases.
It's age fluid.
Age fluid.
New age.
Yeah, I'm age fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Absolutely.
And
is that what you call this?
What this? My look today? Yeah,
age fluid.
It's like
age fluid.
I'm 27 if you need me to be, and I'm...
Also the mind of a 30-year-old, you know, because you want to be smart.
Right, I'm 32
You're
in
wise.
Actuality, but I'm 45 if you need a dad.
Yeah.
So
you cover all bases.
I just need more categories on Grindr.
Well, so, Veronica, you were a cast member of season 2 University Club Drag Race.
UCDR.
That I was. And it was really scary because...
Girl.
I painted behind closed doors for a long time because...
Veronica was saying... I mean, Rachel was saying that about you.
I painted behind... I don't know. Well, at first, whenever I didn't really talk to Rachel, I was just doing it because it intrigued me.
So you were already painting your face before Rachel was like...
Yeah, but with like some like foolish makeup. So, but I was
perfect.
Just
what
trying.
Was the foolish makeup?
Oh, no, for sure. Totally did a shit ton of foolish makeup myself.
Yeah.
But she walked out of it.
I still do.
Well,
I'm
okay
with it.
I was using like coverage that I thought was okay, but I needed a little bit more fuller coverage, and I was like contouring with just powders and things like that. Like just like.
So what do you contour with now?
I can use a little bit of cream and powder, which.
Okay.
It's like the whole process, and you lay down like your base, and then you go over with your highlight color. I like to do cream because it just it stands out more to me, I think. And then you just go over the powder, it just mattifies it, so it looks a little nicer.
Okay,
so I didn't do that. I didn't do that before. I was just, like, painting, sending people pictures, like, how does this look? I wanted to be, like, a girl, not a drag queen.
Scott's taking notes.
I am.
Taking notes.
So, finally, we hung out. I told her, and I was sending her pictures. She saw what I was doing, and she said that you need to perform, because she said, like, if you only, like, paint and, like, perform in front of your mirror, that's all you'll ever do.
Right.
So, I
thought that was such good advice when Rachel was on.
It was, and that always stuck with me, and I always tell everyone, like, I would have never known. I would always just perform in my bedroom. So, she got me out to perform, and then that came up, and Kelly was reaching out to people who she knew were, like, kind of in the drag scene, kind of doing drag. She knew Rachel.
Like, emerging queens.
Yeah, just because, like, it wasn't... they did season one, was, like, smaller. This one was trying to be bigger because we, like, were able to use the whole downstairs floor. Back then, it was only upstairs.
Right.
So she messaged me, and Rachel said, do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I said,
now, was Rachel a judge at that time? Because she was a judge for season three.
That was the first season she actually did judge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Okay.
Which was so weird.
By the way, that was the first season I had seen in person.
Yeah, one was so night. Much, like...
Yeah.
Smaller.
It was the RuPaul's Drag Race version in the University Club version.
Oh.
Like, for season one, was upstairs.
Terrible quality.
They used a filter on the...
Yeah, the filter was just like there was no dance floor. It was the
still
table.
Love me some
was
Nina
Jasmine
Flowers,
Devine
though.
Involved in
yes,
that?
Yes. She was kind of like, she threw it in, like, kind of was a
was
judge.
Who else was involved in season one?
Jasmine Devine. I thought Kelly was, or was it...
Did it start with Jasmine and somebody else, right?
Yeah, I can't remember who. I don't know personally outside my head.
Yeah.
I never went because I really wasn't out there like that.
I have a vague picture of another drag queen who started that, not Kelly. Yeah.
But she ran with it, and it was good. I was scared because I was competing against other people who had been doing it a little bit longer than I was. So, I mean, you always have that fear when you're like...
Who was some of your competition?
I competed against... BB Itch was there.
Yeah, I remember.
Ooh, that's a good name.
She was really amazing.
Name.
Yeah.
Julia was there.
Julia
Lush.
Julia
she like
Lush.
Used to come out. I don't really know. I can't remember. And it was Julia Lush, her. Bianca St. James.
Oh, I remember Bianca. Mm-hmm.
And Sasha LaBonet.
Sasha Bonet. Yeah, no, Alina but okay, Shangela. But she did. Yeah. Sasha Bonet was also technically in my season too.
Yeah.
And she performed the exact same as she did in your season, which is. Not showing up for the first episode.
She was at the first episode at ours. I think she had like a other prior engagement.
Oh, she
so,
was
yeah,
at the first episode. Girl,
there.
When she came out, she slayed.
Yeah, the lace.
And I was like, okay,
nasty.
That's it. Give her the crown. We're done. It's over. And then she didn't. And I was also very nervous during my season 3, because she was also on the cast. And I thought I was definitely going down because she was definitely the best. And then she didn't show up for the first episode.
Well, mine kind of happened like around the Pulse tragedy, and that's like kind of like she had things with that. Like that's what had went on. So then she came back to your season.
Yeah.
So
oh.
It was her, BBH, me, Bianca St. James, Julia Lush. That's all.
What was your first performance before? Where did you perform?
At the Copa, because that's where like Roro, like Roro Summers, she performs and that's Rachel's mom.
Right.
So she got me in there. I just did like a little hotspot, did one song for my first time, which was scary, but
I've never been to the Copa.
It's
I
cute.
Wanna
it's,
go.
I do too.
It's got a different setup. The dance floor is a little bit different. It's like has like a bar that sits up top that people can, you can if you want to perform you can go up there and like kind of get to those people.
Cool.
So it's nice. It's definitely different. A different venue to hit.
I think we should check it out.
I agree.
You guys performed there. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I saw a poster recently.
We
for
all
the
three were there
together.
A couple. Of, yeah, yeah, last weekend or. 2 weekends ago.
That's
two
so much
ago.
Fun to be able to do that with your family.
It is, and it's so much like, and it's so easy because you're all just in the same dressing room, but it's like, I already know what all these bitches are about to do. Like, I know where to get out of their way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to them. No. Just sometimes you can get in your mode, you just get
in
your mode. You just like
right.
focus because
yeah.
like it's about to be, they're calling showtime, you gotta get your clothes on, no need to talk to you.
Right.
And I'm the worst about that because I take the longest.
Well, you also did one of my favorite characters of all time, which is Fat Amy from Pitch Perfect in the Snatch Game of season 2.
Can you
bust out a little Fat Amy for us?
Oh my god.
Oh.
Do you still have it in you?
She always has it in me. I feel like I always do. I don't know. I gotta think of something she says. What's that part? She's like,
I need a drink. Can you say, I need a drink as Fat Amy?
I need a drink so bad. I don't. She's funny.
Oh wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. let's just put a pin in this and let you get a drink.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was asking about your Fat Amy impression. So did you have a chance to think about it?
Yeah, I think I did. Fat Amy was really... She was a character I just love. Her voice is so unique, you know? It's like Australian and British. So right. I just loved it so much. And I just watched Pitch Perfect a lot of times. I think that's it.
Maybe that's the real cause.
But I don't know, when you sit down and you think Snatch Game is something you want. You want to be different. Mm-hmm. I want it to be different. And I want to be something you can make funny. And I was like, mm-hmm. an accent is automatically kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're like kind of good at it or kind mm-hmm. of terrible at it. Mm-hmm. Both.
Well, I got to tell you, so, I fell 110% in love with you from Fat Amy. And we've talked about it before on the podcast because it's such a
fun. Thank you. You know, because I lost you that challenge. Love. So.
Oh.
I did, so.
But he talks about this all the time. That's true.
Yeah.
He's like always like, Veronica's Fat Amy was like really amazing and like yeah. really blew
and
your
I
mind.
It was I when I went into it I knew I had so less experience, so I wanted to make sure I came every time prepared. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I tried to like nail her uniform to a T, like the like flight attendant uniform they wear in Pitch Perfect. I mm-hmm. wanted to look the part. I tried to win, which I did, so I mean
Dragging him.
And I didn't think, I didn't go into it thinking I was going to win or thinking right. I wanted to win. I wanted to get my name out there. That uh-huh. was what I set out to do.
Yeah, you were just doing it to get some experience.
Yeah, but when he was just a cherry on the top.
And some experience,
so.
Right? I mean, that's the same for me. Like, for me, I was just really wanted to just get some experience, mm-hmm. get my name out there, yeah. get some exposure.
You had a chance to perform every time, yeah. bring a different right. look. That's,
so that's
good
great.
For...
And I needed a little bit of a challenge on the regular to yeah. make me, like, kind of...
Especially if you're not getting booked like everyone else who gets mm-hmm. a chance to go out there, this is the perfect time for you, because that's something every week you got to, like, mm-hmm. paint. You got to, like, put a concept together.
Right.
Well, speaking of putting concepts together, it is about 4 weeks away. Is it 3 weeks? We should actually have the official time that it is until Halloween.
Oh, God.
The 31st. Oh, my Halloween ideas.
But who knows? Yeah, what are you going to be for Halloween? Is it a surprise or can we know?
I mean, I'm gonna say it's a surprise. I'm still thinking about it, but I know everyone else in the coven kind of has an idea.
So you don't know.
I do know. I do know. I have some ideas. Like, we have an idea together. I think we want it to be a surprise, because, I mean, if you're going to take
on
the
name...
You're
going to do a group costume?
That's the plan. That's the plan. We're going to try to get something together as a group.
Oh, my God. Okay.
If not, but even if we
that's
don't,
rough.
We're all going to try to step out on our own kind of looks throughout kind of that, like, last week sure. of, like, October. So, something like
that. So, you're
going
to put more together.
Yeah,
because
me and Kat have something that we want to do together as well, just us two, and then we have a group, and then everyone else kind of has their own.
Okay.
I can tell the one me and Kat are doing. It's just kind of cute. It's just like whatever we okay. look like that anyways. If anyone's seen like Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion, we want to be Romy and Michelle.
Yeah.
So, but we want to have like the traditional like Romy and Michelle like cover, like pink, blue, fur, dress.
Absolutely.
So.
That'd
be
amazing.
I do like the cheesy movie. That
would be amazing.
I do. I like.
That's one of my favorite movies.
I love that movie because she's like, Romy. She's talking like, I mean, like, that's like the best movie ever.
The invention post-it notes.
Yeah.
Right?
And she's like, no, you didn't. And
my favorite moment is when Sandy Frank arrives.
And he's like a billionaire.
Well, what? And then there's the girl who's like the real, like.
It's Michelle Pfeiffer, fucking.
Janine Garofalo.
She's in.
Are you talking about Janine Garofalo?
No.
She's
no,
in
no.
France.
Oh, that's the one I like.
She's Phoebe. Who's Phoebe?
Oh, Phoebe. Yeah, yeah. I don't remember her name, but.
Lisa Kudrow. What?
Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, my God. You guys are failing all the quiz.
Chat was like, slap me.
No, but okay, so the one. You're
Lisa
three,
Kudrow.
Three, yeah.
Wait, are you Lisa Kudrow or are you.
I'm Lisa Kudrow
one?
Because.
Who's the other one?
Kat is. I don't know her real name, but she's. Romy.
And I love
that.
So they
Romy.
Have a fight, which
sure
is
true,
which
actually.
Is I'm the Marion, you're the Rhoda.
Yeah.
Which, so did you guys have a fight of who's
it was like kind of just our personalities kind of decided that, because we both like, I feel like Lisa Kudrow's character, like Michelle, is so like easygoing, free spirited, like funny. Kat's like the bitch who will like beat someone up, and I feel like Romy would probably beat someone up.
This is not my experience with Kat. I'm glad to know this before we.
Well, no, not that she'll beat someone
podcast.
Up, but Kat's like kind of like I love. She's so funny, and to me, like she's really like territorial. I love that. Like,
oh, me too.
We just have that friendship where like it's like you talk shit about her, I'll beat her ass. Things like that. But
okay, all
right. That's just Kat though. Just
she got your
I
back.
Her.
She
does. She
does.
But that makes a good drag sister.
Yeah.
That's why we're inseparable.
Agreed.
It's weird.
I just want everybody to know at this very moment,
uh-oh.
It's 24 days, 4 hours, 34 minutes and 46 seconds to Halloween.
That's so precise.
Is there a countdown?
There is a countdown.
Oh, okay.
And from now on, this is my new life.
Well, what are you going to be for Halloween, Heavy?
Well, that's a good question. I actually...
Because I don't know. I'm just fishing for ideas,
Last year, I did Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuicy.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I called her Beetlejuicy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of in that same theme.
So you're going to take, like, a male character and make her female?
No.
Oh. You're going to be Beetlejuicy again?
No.
Oh, okay.
Although, I think that might be my second number. I'll be.
For like the rest
I think
of
my
week.
Second number will be based on that. I think at the moment for Friday the 13th at Downtown Drag where I perform with Jador Lavore.
Yeah,
will I get to see you there?
I mean, I usually only work Friday morning, so I'm definitely gonna come out. I mean, it's Friday the 13th.
I hope so. Like, I know, right? You gotta at least call some kind of like
I gotta
corner or
cast some circle,
something like that. Some circle,
a binding spell.
Uh huh.
You know, I'm good for those. So hit me up.
Well,
I'm gonna be. Oh no, I don't know.
No one knows.
Brandon, what are you gonna be for Halloween?
I am gonna be myself.
Oh my god, a psychopath!
I heard a
fucking
I heard a funny joke that was like, "What are you gonna be for Halloween?" Oh, I'm gonna be drunk.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm gonna technically like two costumes.
So I have. I do have a very important challenge I would like to give to our audience. And that is to dress up as Heavy Cream for Halloween.
Oh my God, Sarah dressed up as you. I saw that picture. It was so cute.
It was kind of amazing. And like
she was so cute.
This requires zero talent. But if you're trying to be a slut for Halloween, there's no more of a slut that you can be than Heavy Cream.
Right.
So please, if I don't know, I will give you
just
something.
Hop in a dumpster, rub something on your face, and take a picture.
Exactly.
I'll
give you a blowjob. I don't know what it. We'll negotiate what you win. So my challenge is for somebody to dress up as
Heavy Cream.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, I'm trying to get laid, so I'm gonna go as something else.
Well, and that was actually my other question related to this. Is please let me know if you get laid and send pictures.
Oh, yes, Heavy Cream.
Yeah.
Could there be a Heavy Cream orgy?
Well, so what I was
should
thinking
we host
is,
an orgy
what
where
I was
everyone...
thinking about is it increases my chances of finding people who would be interested in having sex with me
as Heavy Cream.
Right. So if I send out like a troop of people, and
they're doing it for you.
Right. They're like,
do you want to have sex in drag? This is like very personal now.
I have had sex in drag.
My goodness.
It's happened.
Who's had sex in drag?
I'm not getting into all the sort of details, but it is a rather interesting.
Goodness. I'm excited. Okay.
I am a bearded queen, so there is some...
There is a sexiness to it.
There is some interest in mystery to
it. No, but tell us about your shirt. Who's on your shirt? Because I think that she looks kind of sexy.
Charlotte Chocolate. Are you trying to give a shout-out to Charlotte Chocolate?
I mean, I guess so, but I'm also, like, wondering, you know, how sexy is she when she's not a cartoon?
Well, I met Charlotte Shotgun in L.A.,
uh-huh.
And she has shirts available that just came out. So I bought one, of course.
Mm-hmm.
She's called the, the Spider Queen. And she's a bearded drag queen. I encourage everybody to go follow her on Instagram. She's fabulous.
Yeah, the picture on the shirt is nasty.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Like hot, right?
But I met her in L.A. She lives in Fort Lauderdale. She performs a lot. I can't wait to go down and visit her and just see her perform. But in the meantime, I'd like to give her a shout out. She was one of our first listeners of the podcast and saying how much she enjoyed listening to our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's crazy.
Cleaning her house, listening to her podcast. Heels, pearls, butt plug in.
I'm sure. I mean, you can ask her all the questions, but she's a DM freak. So get her. Get her on the DM.
Goodness. Oh my goodness.
Get her on the DM.
All right.
Get her on the DM. Well, so, we were out at the club a couple nights ago, and we ran into an old friend of mine. And coincidentally, you are familiar with this person as well.
No.
You are.
I don't know her.
You are. She is a lesbian.
Oh, I do know her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And we had not realized what do we know?
I used to have so many lesbian friends, and now I don't know where
Same.
They are.
Where did they go? Did they leave Gainesville?
Yeah. Exactly. What are lesbians doing exactly? What right. exactly are lesbians doing
That's
exactly?
That's why it's time for the segment called What Exactly Are Lesbians Up To Exactly?
Yeah, let's find out.
Exactly.
So we're gonna...
I need to know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to make...
Because gay men are just doing drag right now. That's all... Yeah. I feel like that's all we're doing.
Right, that's it.
There's nothing else. Mm-mm.
But it's so strange because you see that, like, at UC, I'll go and I'll be like, there's the per capita of gay boys to lesbians here is...
It's crazy.
It's crazy. There's, like, yeah. you have to, like, scope them out. You're like...
Yeah.
It's no even
proportion. When we saw her at the bar, we were like, that's when we realized that we had missed lesbians in our lives.
Yeah.
You were like, wow.
Absolutely.
You were, like,
and it was nice to see them out, right?
Yeah. No longer participating in their... We're fighting erasure.
Hi, Stephanie. It's Scott and Bud and Veronica, and we have Brandon here, and we're recording a podcast, and we have a really important question that we want to ask you, because, girl, we haven't seen a lesbian since 2011.
Yeah, we dropped off. We went off the grid.
Yeah.
I know, but why? Are y'all plotting something? Like, is something happening?
Is there going to be a war?
Yeah.
Is it gays versus lesbians?
Was it the rapture?
Yeah, it had to be. We they took them.
That
we're on your side.
Aww. We are.
Well, we're going to all hide in the closet again. Yeah. So so we
Great.
Need masks.
That's where the heels are.
So let me ask you a question. What exactly are you up to exactly?
Well, I am currently babysitting, and by babysitting, I mean I am hanging out at my friends that are out of town's house, and I'm taking care of their cat.
I knew it wasn't a baby. I knew it wasn't a baby.
Okay, so just so you know, I was rolling my eyes. I was rolling my eyes because I was like, oh, okay, another crotch fruit. We have to deal with that kind of thing.
Wait, you call babies crotch fruit?
Your eyes are going to get stuck like that.
So what is this cat? Who is this cat? What's her name?
So there's three cats.
Of course there are.
I don't remember their names, but I call them Phineas and Ferb. You know, sounds sort of like that. I think one's name like Ben and maybe like...
Furby.
Not Furby, but...
Fergie. Is it Fergie?
And then there's another one named Rue, and I remember her because she's a little ginger cat, and so I think of LaRue. This time, baby. That girl with the red hair.
Bulletproof. I love that song. She's cute. Wait, is she a lesbian? Is LaRue a lesbian?
Seems like it.
I feel like she is.
Are you saying that all lesbians like can recognize other lesbians?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I mean, I don't really know many straight women that would, chop all their hair off and get, like, a Caesar cut.
Yeah.
They were super, you know, secure.
Yeah.
You mean like Britney Spears?
No. This is different. This is like a severe slant haircut.
That was a little bit different. the scientific community ruled homosexuality not a mental disorder.
Okay. Well,
it's not in the DSM-5. Wait, is that the right abbreviation?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Thank you.
I have two cats and a dog, as the lesbians do. And I've actually been thinking about trying to make a kind of a baby Bjorn for my one cat. I'm 31 and I have this mama feels right now, so I always just want to have
biological clock.
Yeah, it's taking
happens. Let me ask you, Stephanie, I am dog sitting this weekend.
Okay.
What is like proper protocol when the dog is like really clingy but you also want to masturbate? Do you put them in another room or you just let them sit with you?
You gotta take them out of the room.
Okay, because earlier, I'm not saying what I did today.
Or maybe like a dog video or something on YouTube.
A dog video. All right. Well, this dog is scarred. I watched a video of my own, but it wasn't a dog video. So.
Well, that's good. We're talking about the same kind of videos. I'm glad there wasn't a dog involved.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering if there was. Okay, thank you for the advice. Everybody's looking at me in judgment. It's not like we were touching. He was just on the bed while I was on the bed.
Just judging you.
So, but your advice in this situation is to put them in another room. Because it's not that fucking hard. Don't be so damn lazy.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if you're anything like me, you have a little bit of a prep time before. And in that time is the window of, you know, just picking them out. Maybe give a treat.
Right. Okay. I could have done that. You're
a little,
right.
A little distraction.
A little distraction. Rep time.
They're
I'm
curious
like...
creatures, and we don't want to, you know.
Right.
Harm them.
Yeah.
That's true.
But yeah, I'm.
Burn
I'm
their eyes.
I'm hanging out at my friends. They're out of town, and my neighbor slash best friend Susie is inside with my wife.
Susie's there.
Hanging out.
Oh my god.
Is there.
That's
here.
Amazing. Wait.
But yeah.
Amazing,
it's shocking
amazing.
That lesbians hang out with each other.
I love it.
Can
I
you
love
believe
it.
It? I don't even know.
And I actually, we're bros, and we actually rode our bicycles to a high school football game last night just because bros.
Oh, I heard that. I heard the game
and
from my house.
My wife is a homebody. She likes makeup. And we actually met on Tinder, which, you know, there's Grindr. And I was thinking of what could we have met on, which would have been suitable for lesbians, and I actually came up with an idea for
okay.
an app called Muffler.
Ooh. Oh my god, that's so good. That's a really good
you like trademark it now.
Muffler. The lesbian dating app.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Is there something unique about Muffler at all, or is it just like is it
Muffler,
just like Grindr?
Yeah, it's an app that I'm just gonna, you know, it's not in beta yet, but I'm brainstorming, doing some storyboards for it. I think that some features on it would be like, instead of interests, like, you know, we'll just have the interests designated and you check it off, like woodworking, whittling, homebrewing,
sure.
power tools,
hiking,
U-Haul driving,
things like that. And, you know, also like yes or no questions, like, are you still mourning Lilith Fair? Is one.
Yes.
Oh my god, I love Lilith so much. You do not understand. 50% of the time, we turn on the Lilith Fair playlist when we're like drinking and
yeah.
getting ready to
yeah.
go out.
When we're sewing.
Yeah, well, we're sewing.
She's not
girl. Natalie Merchant is my favorite.
So
oh my god, she's my spirit celebrity.
Oh, Lord.
People throw things at me. Especially when I do like a Rob Thomas, like a Matchbox 20.
No,
like,
I don't connect with him.
So I tend to do impressions when I go out. So that actually
can you do Natalie Merchant
on
though?
On the Muffler app, also of like, you know, do you like to karaoke and what are your best songs?
Karaoke songs.
What will you do a Natalie Merchant for me?
Right now?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but she is my spirit celebrity.
I do love a little Natalie Merchant.
It might be hard. She hasn't done much in a while. It's okay. You don't have to.
I don't know if I can do it over the phone, but I mean, I can certainly try.
Yeah, she's not wearing shoes. It's fine. She's like, she's just
yeah.
playing with a flower.
It's
yeah, it's fine.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Bud, for putting her on the spot and making her feel uncomfortable.
I'm sorry, Steph.
Stephanie,
maybe next time.
Thank you so much for joining us today for what exactly are lesbians up to exactly and educating us on how to properly masturbate
with a dog.
When you're house sitting.
There was no peanut butter, you guys. It's not like that. It wasn't like that. What is lesbian bed death even alone? What does that mean?
Lesbian bed death is when there's no sex drive. And
oh,
so
perfect.
Even alone, you wouldn't have one. But, you know, that's a stereotype, but I found that sometimes it's pretty true.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
We also learned today that lesbians and gay men have a lot more in common than we think with Lilith Fair and
oh,
Natalie
yeah, yeah.
Merchant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very good. So it's good. I think we accomplished our mission. And I appreciate your time. And we'll talk to you hopefully again soon. Ciao, Bella.
Bye, Steph.
Bye. So now we know.
All
now
right.
we know. Lesbians are not... We know what they're doing, and we also
yeah.
know what they're not doing.
Right.
Which is sex,
yeah.
apparently.
Well,
something about alone deathbed.
That happens.
Alone deathbed. Yeah,
yeah,
I get it sometimes.
I'm going to not Google that.
Yeah.
Lesbian bed death?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it might... I mean, it's...
I'm afraid it might produce videos.
That's my Halloween costume. Are you kidding? That's good. Oh, fuck. I got an idea.
Like,
I finally
like,
have an idea.
Get, like, a mattress.
Yeah, I need to strap a mattress to
the
me,
mat, like,
and then
the
I'll
comforter
be dead.
Is like a flannel.
But then, like a... Oh, like death, but with flannel. Like
yeah.
with a flannel cloak. Okay,
yeah.
I'm done.
Huh.
Lesbian bed death.
I like how we got rid of some of the stereotypes.
Oh gosh,
that's good. We got rid of some stereotypes and then we added a few. That's good.
That's great.
Keeping ourselves.
Look, I don't want to let us
breaking down
that
walls,
easily.
Building walls.
Always working.
Oh, it's how the economy works. Veronica, what are you up to next, baby doll?
I am at Mods. I don't really quite know my date. I know it's like, I don't think it's in October because I think it's in November.
Is it November 1st?
I feel like it's somewhere because I'm on the 80s show on November 1st.
Okay.
So
okay. Well, maybe not November 1st, but...
No, it's like the first,
it's
I
the
think,
first
Friday.
It's the first Saturday or Friday
in
of...
November,
okay,
I think.
Gotcha.
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
To be posted.
And it's 80s night.
It is.
And are you an 80s lady?
I'm a nothing but like the current music. Like not like I'm not gonna say I don't listen to current music, but I love to perform old music.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
old, like it stops somewhere where like I can't get too far, you know. But
right.
it
well,
stops
no.
probably around the '80s.
All right, so '80s. I gotta tell you, I think we have a lot of similarities. We both like the comedy. We both like the '80s gig. Anything '80s hair. Are you doing big 80s hair?
I'm going to try. That's the goal. I have a curly wig. We'll see if I can get her together before then.
Right.
But I'm
I
going
might have
with...
some tips to help with
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
so
I definitely
to...
have already have a curly wig. It's just getting her up to my height that I need her to be for
I
80s.
Know, what is it called? Closer to the higher the hair, the closer to God?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say Closer to Fine, which is a song by the Indigo Girls.
Closer to Fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm still in lesbian mode. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Continue drag. Continue drag.
You know, I do think the two worlds have more in common than we think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're just neglected because we don't know.
Yeah.
Well, so I am actually going to be at Downtown Drag this Friday, the 13th.
Oh, Christ.
Uh-huh. That's coming up next Friday.
I'm intrigued. It's a very good cast. This show is
Who else is going to be there?
Speaking of spooky, you know it's going to be there, Jadore Lagore.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes. And Heavy Cream.
Oh.
And Delicate. And I believe there's one more, and I can't think of her name. Oh, it's hosted by Kitty LaTouche.
Yes.
And we just did the flyer yesterday, so I haven't had a lot of time to live with it yet. But you can check out more details about Heavy Cream at heavycreams.com, and you can learn more about the podcast at heavycreams.com/twosugars.
Veronica, do you have an Instagram?
I have an Instagram, but I'm like...
You're scared to share it.
No, I will, to come back because and tell you because right now it's like it's a little bit of both but I want to make just one for just
one for Veronica
yeah
okay
because it gets a little
that's fine.
I know
yeah
gonna, like,
we'll plug it later
yeah I'm definitely working on that. That's my next step.
Cool
I should have already did that
and but. We should be working on trying to figure out how to bring you guys back next time we report a podcast for our special Halloween edition.
Now should we do a
talk to the
seance? That would be spooky.
I think we should talk to the
that
coven
would be really
or something.
We can cast a circle or something
right?
and bring a board or two.
Could we do that?
Yeah.
That would be really
I think
spooky.
So. This was actually Veronica's idea.
Oh, yeah.
Was like she was like, listen, I want
Rachel had mentioned it
Halloween.
To me. She was like, it would be cool if you got all three of us there for a Halloween show. I was like, it'd be spooky for sure. That way you definitely get
great.
To see all three of our dynamics because we're all different.
I love
we
it.
We are all different.
I'm just going to let you go.
I love it.
Kind of
do you have
similar,
anything
but...
you want to talk about, bud? Australian, wait, is it Australian?
Australian
Survivor
is still crazy. You guys, check it out. You have to pirate the episodes, but it's really worth it.
Really I have to pirate all
you're
episodes.
Into Survivor.
I cannot watch
out.
Live TV to save the life of me. It's not.
Yeah.
Well, and Veronica, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having
we
me.
Had such a great time with you. You're such a sweetheart. You're
thanks,
one of
Veronica.
Our most talked about.
We talk about you all the
you're
time.
You're one of our most
no,
talked about
was,
drag queens, and we're so glad to finally have you
so
on.
It was so strange.
Yeah.
You all kept like tagging me. They were like, you're in this as well. I was like, oh my God.
We talk
like,
about you all the time.
Bro, you're just fabulous.
Stop.
That's
please
the thing.
Stop.
Well, thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye. Yeah.